Authorities are warning Victorians that relief from the hot conditions is only temporary. More than 1 million hectares of land have been razed by the fires. About 30 blazes are still burning and a number of communities remain cut off. David Sparks reports from the town of Orbost in Victoria's East Gippsland.
In the centre of Orbost in East Gippsland, a few millimetres of rain have brought some relief. But residents know it's not nearly enough.
Oh, I think we're fairly safe here now, but that doesn't mean anything.
Les Kleinitz is a farmer at New Morellen, not far from here.
We've got a lot of country out Kringle Way, not burnt, you know, and that's where our worry is now with the south-westerlies.
Nicholas Hewitt is another Orbost local.
We were up the top end of town when it hit. Yeah, and we had to wake the kids up, and you walk outside and you could see the flame at the top of the trees and the roar.
What's your focus now? You bringing the kids back or what?
I might wait a week or so, you know, because they predicted this week, because this rain's nothing really for a fire that big. Thursday and that's supposed to be pretty rough and, yeah.
Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner, Andrew Crisp.
People have to remain vigilant. We know it's going to be, the fire's still there. It'll warm up and they will take off again.
He's warning against complacency because of the easing conditions.
It's certainly suppressed the fire behaviour, which is a very, very positive thing. In some respects, though, it's actually made it difficult for our firefighters to move around some of these fire grounds, and that was reflected late yesterday when one of the Forest Fire Management Victoria vehicles flipped on a track. Fortunately, our firefighters are okay, but they were taken to hospital for observations.
Andrew Crisp says fires along the border are likely to join up with fires in New South Wales, creating a mega blaze.
It's inevitable that they will join up. We saw them come closer again the other night with the tough day that we had. And we've already seen those fires from Mallacoota move up to Eden. So, you know, we're seeing it all join up, you know, down that east coast and then along the border.
Many towns in East Gippsland remain cut off. Authorities, including the military, are assessing and clearing roads. Until that's done, it's difficult for them to determine the extent of the damage. Back in Orbost, Nicholas Hewitt says he's worried about how others in the region are coping.
You know, it's been hit hard. Like, there's no one, you know, there's a lot of farms, cattle, houses, families, and we're all connected. It's one community, like.
And is it frustrating that right now, like, you're getting word of mouth, but we don't really have any clear information about the damage, do we?
No, like, yeah, you don't know until we get there. You're only going off word of mouth, and that's not real nice to hear even that. And, you know, it's going to be years, not just the fire's gone and we're good. It's going to take a long time.
Orbost resident Nicholas Hewitt ending David Sparks' report.